Yeah, so we're looking at a long duration, strong winter storm. We don't think necessarily the entire time is going to have all very impactful snow or impacts, but we do think there's going to be 2 to 3 periods of high impacts that could make travel very difficult. Tonight, we expect a band of snow to move north from the south from 6 p.m. probably through about midnight and produce maybe up to 1 inch an hour snowfall rates. Some areas could see 3 to 5 inches of snow with that. Little break in the action until about 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., and then we expect actually possibly convective snow, which is kind of like thunderstorms. And those snowfall rates could be 1 to 2 inches an hour. And that's going to be right into daybreak and the morning rush hour. And that 1 to 2 inch snowfall rate, especially across Iowa, really could accumulate quickly and on area roads. Then we expect maybe a little lull in the late morning into the early afternoon, and then we get more snow. And then what actually starts happening is we get strong winds moving into the area. We'll get wind gusts up to about 40 miles an hour this afternoon. So we're going to see some pretty considerable blowing and drifting snow tonight, and possibly all the way into Wednesday morning. So, like I said, long duration, not necessarily very impactful for the entire time. But there's going to be 2 to 3 windows of very impactful conditions where travel will become difficult and snow will rapidly accumulate on roads. And especially Tuesday afternoon, seeing some blowing and drifting snow and reduced visibilities.
And then the total storm potential, I see, at least with the kind of weather storm warning, talking about between 7 and 12 inches, that's a good indication.
Yeah, so we have some newer things this year, and we're seeing that we're looking at the probability of over 6 inches of snow in the 80s and 90%. So I think a large portion of the area will see at least 6 inches of snow. And then you're right in the top end, 7 to maybe a foot. I think the foot of snow is more likely in Iowa than is Illinois. But there is some guidance coming in this morning that suggests maybe the snow tonight with that first round may actually be heavier across Illinois and up into like the Freeport area, so from down the Quad City. So a lot of different things moving going forward with it. I think the 7 to 12 or even 7 to 13, the area is not a bad forecast in a range. And we like to focus on the range. That's actually a range that's based on the bunch of different outcomes. So 7 to 13 inches or 7 to 12 is a pretty good rough estimate for the event overall, probably with a higher amount in Iowa.
And then, as far as another system, it looks like potentially brewing on Friday. Now, I know most of the attention is what's going on here, Tuesday into Wednesday, but it looks like more measurable snow maybe Friday.
Yeah, I think Friday, and I actually think that Thursday morning, overnight Wednesday into Thursday, we could pick up another 1 to 2 inches locally. There's a system then. And then the system for Friday into Saturday, it could be a lot of snow again and possibly some more advisories or warnings. But so far out at this point, I'd expect maybe a little shift more to the east after we get the snow here. But nonetheless, we're active and we should expect more snow and possibilities for snow. And then one of the bigger things is we're going to get really cold. We're looking at highs in the single digits on Sunday. And probably some of our first wind chill advisories of the season, and then to end the weekend, and we get even cooler into next week with an Arctic dump. So winter is definitely here.